Hi, and welcome to the Open Arms podcast with Upamanyuthar, where we bring you stories of empathy, kindness, and exceptional acts of love and charity. My guest today is Mr. Shumon Bhoumik, Secretary of Sparsh Foundation, and one of the people behind the Dhobighar project at Pavlov Mental Hospital in Kolkata. We hope to learn more about the work done by him and his foundation in this unique project. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bhoumik. It's a pleasure having you here.
Hello, Upamanyu. The pleasure is entirely mine. It's always wonderful to speak to students, and especially those from journalism, because that's my old experience and it was my profession at one point in time. So I'm going to really enjoy this. Thank you.
All right, then. Let's jump in. Now, the first question I have for you is, how has the Dhobighar program affected the lives of the participants and the patients in the hospital?
The Dhobighar laundry program was planned to take care of long-stay residents of the hospital. The biggest benefit that has arisen is that after these people have worked here for a number of months and their bank balances have grown, because whatever they earn, 50% they can withdraw as part of their daily expenses or monthly expenses, and the other half is saved in a bank savings account. So once that bank balance grew to a sizable extent, many of these people were considered fit enough by their families to go back and rejoin them. So we have had to train multiple batches of such residents, because there were people who dropped out of the program because they were taken back. Of course, there were a couple of instances where people fell ill and could not continue with the program, or they were repatriated to wherever they had come from in other states. There were a couple of deaths also due to illness and old age. But otherwise, it has worked wonderfully well in achieving the primary objective of the program. The laundry program was also designed to make sure that all the residents, all the inhabitants of that hospital, the inpatients, they were able to get clean sheets to sleep on and clean clothes to wear. Because like I have mentioned before we started the program, these things were getting washed maybe once in 3 months. And they stank so badly that even a normal human being would have grown insane if he had to stay in it for 3 days. So to that extent, because we started out with the objective of making sure that everything got cleaned at least once a week, and we have been able to continue doing that even now, even though the number of inhabitants or inpatients have grown from the initial 250 that is there on records to about 650 now, because there is no other place to send them to. So to that extent, In terms of both the objectives that we had, primary objectives that we had about this program, both have been fulfilled exceedingly well.
My next question to you is, do these participants have any future prospects outside of the Dhobighar and outside of the mental hospital? And what have you and your foundation done to ensure that they do have future prospects?
Every training program that Sparsh Foundation conducts, whether it's stitching and garment manufacture, whether it's medical technician training, whether it's life skills training for the disadvantaged, any training program that we conduct is based on the premise that we shall be able to impart a level of skill upon the students or the trainees to the extent that it would be a commercially viable skill which would be able to provide them employment in the industry at a commercial level. And therefore, at any given point in time, if any of these people or participants who have been working in the laundry or Dhobighar for a sustained period of time, they go back and find a similar setup and they apply for that job, I am confident that they would be selected on the basis of the merit of the quality of their work rather than the fact on sympathy vote that they have been, you know, a disadvantaged community who have been trained. So our level of imparting skills is always to the extent of making somebody strong enough to be able to compete in the real world and get a job for himself. And we are absolutely confident that, assuming all of the factors remain the same, any of our past trainees would be able, who have been in practice and working in the laundry, will be able to find themselves jobs in the open market in places where such laundries exist and are looking for people.
Wow, that's quite remarkable, Mr. Bhoumik. Now, can you please talk to us about some of the challenges that the Dhobi Ghar faced due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
The basic principles or requirements during the pandemic times were about sterilization issues and social distancing issues. Now, what we did was we had guided the workings in such a manner that the participants would maintain adequate distance amongst each other. Entry of visitors was very largely restricted. Almost nobody was allowed in unless it was absolutely necessary. The vehicle that transports soiled and clean linen to and fro the hospitals was properly sterilized every time it made a trip. And all the precautions that needed to be taken were done so that the Dhobi Ghar did not suffer even one instance of any participant or associate falling ill to COVID during these times.
These participants seem to have incredible work ethic. Now, my final question for today is, does your organization have any projects planned for the near future?
Sparsh Foundation has already handed over the workings, the daily workings of Dhobi Ghar to the West Bengal government and Anjali. And we have moved out of the project as consultants and partners. Right now, we are working on the basics of another program that we plan to start, again in livelihoods for the challenged communities. This time, it will be for youth between the ages of 15 and above who are mentally challenged. They probably have suffered from illnesses as autism or Down syndrome or any of these other illnesses that the kids suffer from, because again, this is one area which has largely been neglected and commercially viable industry level skills have not been has been found wanting in the entire country until date. So we want to develop again a very successful replicable module in this field, and we are working towards setting up the essential features for that right now. Hopefully, this program will go on stream by maybe February, March.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Bhoumik. We wish you and Sparsh Foundation all the best for your endeavors. We hope to speak with you again very soon in the future.
Actually, I should be thanking you instead for having shown the interest in Sparsh Foundation and its work, for having taken the trouble to understand what we do, and for giving me a wonderful time. Thank you so very much. I hope that whoever is going to listen to this will also enjoy. Bye.
With that, the first episode of the Open Arms podcast comes to an end. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more.